This is Stephen Strang. I want to introduce my listeners to Charisma Magazine if you don't already get it. Or if you do get it, you could respond to this special offer and we will continue your subscription into the future. The offer is to give you both of my books on Donald Trump, God and Donald Trump, and the new one, Trump Aftershock. These are a value of just less than $50, plus 2 years of Charisma, which cost around $40, and you can get the whole thing for only $39. Now let me repeat, you get both of my best-selling books and 2 years of Charisma for only $39, and all you have to do is go to this site, trumpbooks.charismamag.com. I'll repeat it, but the good thing about a podcast is you can back it up and listen to it again. Is trumpbooks.charismamag.com. I hope you'll take advantage of this offer. Even if you have read the books, you know, it's always nice to have a new book, especially one signed by the author. It makes a good birthday present. Later in the year, it'll make a good Christmas present. And I hope that you'll take advantage of it because it's a good offer and it's my way to try to connect you with Charisma and also get more copies of my book out there. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report, and here's my episode.
Welcome to The Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Everyone knows that the secular media in our country is anything but pro-Christian. In fact, there's not even the Christian point of view put out very often, but there are exceptions. Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Strang, and thank you for listening to my Strang Report. Today, we're going to learn about how you can get your message through the media. Now, if you know my background, you know that I was trained as a secular journalist and started my career that way. And over the years, I've paid a lot of attention to it. And everyone, whether they're secular or Christian, is wanting to get their voice heard in all the cacophony of noise that's out there. And if you're wise and you're experienced, you can do it. And today, Gary McCullough, who is the owner of Christian Newswire, is going to give us some tips. So if you maybe have a self-published book, maybe your ministry is doing something and you want publicity in the community, maybe you're wanting to speak out on a national stage, even by doing blogs or getting different news services or even someone like Charisma News to carry what you're doing, Gary is going to give us some advice. So Gary, you've been in this business a long time. And you've had a lot of success. So pretend that you're at NRB or some kind of Christian conference and you are asked to speak on this, maybe even asked a question on a panel, or maybe you would have a little seminar. What would you tell people on what they need to do to know about how to navigate these waters regarding the media?
Well, Stephen, thanks for having me. I feel like, because this is my business, a little bit like an infomercial in the sense that I'm going to pump up the fact that I do want even people who don't feel that they want to be in the media to visit ChristianNewsWire.com simply because it's a great place to get straight from different ministries their press release, which simply is a memo to reporters, but they can see it the same way that the reporter would see it. So that out of the way, I think unknown secret, if you will, or a different way of viewing dealing with the press is how a Christian who says, I've got something, either an event, a book, a movie, I have something that I think the media should pay attention to. So they come to somebody like us and says, we're going to put out a press release, a memo to reporters, and tell people how my event is something that they should really want to talk to me about. And what is missed by almost everybody is that reporters, 99.9% of them, they don't care what you have to say. And even if they did care, most of them don't even get to decide what they're looking for to write about or to book as a guest. It's all decided upon by the media cycle, what we call sometimes the beast. The beast is out there every day looking for some meal, and they're all looking for the same meal, if you will. It's what some movie star did yesterday, what the president just talked about, but it's always the same five or six stories that one day is hot news, and then 2 days from now, it's another five or six stories, but 3 days from now, it's another five or six stories. But it's very seldom going to be some reporter sees your press release and saying, oh, wow, this guy's having a conference in Washington, D.C. I should write about that. there's just not that many out there. And you're going to get those anyway. But I'll tell you why in a minute, how you can get those.
So let me see if I can get my head around this. You've got a situation like Governor Northam in Virginia that really advocated infanticide. And that was in the news for a couple of days. And then it was Jesse Smollett in Chicago faking a mugging or whatever it was. And that was in the news. And I heard a reporter, or maybe it was a talking head joke, that the only thing good about the Jesse Smollett thing was that it pushed the other thing off the headlines. And we could actually use an example of this every 2 or 3 days. Sometimes it's the weather. Sometimes it's an upcoming election. And so what I think you're saying is that if you're thing can tie into one of those things. So, for example, if your ministry is anti-abortion when the Northam thing came up, or if your ministry is racial reconciliation or something like that, elaborate on what you were saying and also respond to my question.
I'll give you a little story that illustrates it quite well. We have a seminary professor, writes a book about romance, Song of Solomon. It's a nice little book. And Valentine's Day is coming up, so he'll probably get a couple Christian radio shows that want to talk to a Christian seminary professor about what Christians should do about romance. Very, very, very small audience. The same period of time when this press release is being thought of being sent out, and I'm not sure how many of your listeners will remember this, but there was an astronaut out of Texas who drove across the country wearing diapers to confront another astronaut in Florida over a love triangle. Now, the way I can tell by your look, this was a huge story at the time. And it wasn't that long ago. So you've got an astronaut acting really, really strange, making national news. She's being arrested for this weird behavior. Yet NASA is not talking to anybody. The police in Florida, the arrestor, is not talking to anybody. Yet everybody wants to know, how can a person with security clearance and supposedly all of the psychological profiling of an astronaut act like such a crazy person? Here comes our author who says, rather than saying, I've got a book, don't you want to talk to me about romance, says at the exact same time to reporters in this press release, a memo, a love triangle can cause bizarre behavior even in the most sane of us. Expert available. All of a sudden, he's on 200 newspapers. He's on radio shows. He is a secular media darling for few hours, maybe a day or two, but rather than what he was seeing, when you say, please talk to me about what I want to talk about versus, oh, everybody's talking about this, I got something to say about that. The difference in the number of reporters that can use you and can take advantage of you as a guest is 100-fold.
So I saw this up close and personal when I was promoting my own book on Donald Trump, God and Donald Trump. I finally figured out these secular people could care less about my book or about me. But when Stormy Daniels came up and it was all the rage for a couple of days, you know, finally this presidency is coming down and the Christians who support President Trump will finally abandon him. I was on 3 national cable programs in the same week. You know what you're talking about. And of course, they mentioned that I was the author of God and Donald Trump. You know, who would be stupid enough to write a book that has the word God and Donald Trump in the title? But that's another discussion for another day. So, you know, I hope that this helps people to sort of understand that it isn't like, talk to me about what I want, but let me be an expert about this thing that you're wanting to cover in the news. Are there resources people can read? Maybe they want to deep dive into this a little more, or maybe they want to hire your news service. There's nothing wrong. I mean, sometimes it's knowing who to call. You know, you give good value for the money paid, but, you know, tell us a little bit more about the Christian Newswire and what people can do to educate themselves more than just a short podcast.
Sure. Thank you. First of all, I should say that as a Newswire service, we're simply the postman. There's hundreds of PR firms and ministries that are large enough to have their own PR departments. that simply use us to deliver a press release, which is just a memo to reporters, through the newswire system, which for old guys like us, this was a teletype machine that ran in the background when Walter Cronkite was trying to talk at the beginning of the show. But now it's an internal computer system that your press release is put within by a company such as ours. And we do it for PR firms. Like I said, we do it for ministries. And we do it for individuals. You can come to us directly and put out a press release as an individual through us. But I would say that the best way to get a reporter to pay attention to you is what we just were discussing earlier, is just put yourself in the mindset that the purpose of a press release isn't to tell your story. The purpose of the press release is to get them to call you, book you, put them on your show, interview you for their magazine, so that you can tell your story. I think that it is just a misconception across the board that we want to tell reporters why they should talk to us, yet the reporter is looking at the exact opposite side of that. Why do I want to talk to this person? So use somebody like us, a PR firm that might most likely employ us, to tell reporters simply that. Not what you want to talk about, but how you could be the person that they want to talk to. We call it a mutually abusive relationship. They, like Stephen said, they don't care about you or what you have to say so much as it's how it applies to selling them more newspapers, having more listeners to their television show, that kind of thing. So your side of the coin is you're using them that wants you to answer their question about why Stormy Daniels did something or why Trump should respond in some way. The second part of your answer is always about your book, in your case, your book, Stephen, or whatever our listeners want to talk about, their event, their position on a certain political issue. You make that part of your answer, but the only reason you get asked that question in the first place is you have to be what they're looking for.
And, you know, that even applies to Christian media such as ours. I mean, we would be much more sympathetic, of course, to covering things that might not make the secular media, partly because people come to us for that. But we know that if there is like almost no interest in what the person is doing, and even if we put it out and hardly anybody reads it, you know, we're not getting readers to our website, which is mainly how we would measure it. And nowadays in print, you know, there's so little space in print, so few column inches, that we don't do anything that's basically timely that would, you know, try to get someone to buy a book or whatever. Online, you have infinite inventory, you know, and if you get people to come, and we have several million people a month come to our website, we've never had that many people read us in print. And so the web is a wonderful way to do it, and every once in a while, something will go viral. And of course, if you do get any kind of press at all, you can send out the link to it in your own circles and get your friends to send it out and everything else. And, you know, maybe get a little buzz going, as they say. But there's so much that is competing for our time. You know, after a while, you just turn it off. I mean, it's like driving down the highway. How many billboards do you see, at least down here in Florida, where we have billboards everywhere? And when you get to your destination and somebody asks you about what billboards did you pass? You probably can't even name one. We just tune it out. And it's like that with news releases, news we read. It's just hard to pay attention to everything. So how do we get the message through, especially if we're trying to get the Christian message through, that Jesus is the only way to God, that you need to love people and try to do good and you know, whatever message we're trying to get out? Because the secular media, boy, they'll cover Christians if they're going to slam the president, if they're going to espouse some left-wing something or other, if they're angry at a city commission meeting because there's a liquor store going up next door to their church. You know, I mean, whatever, they'll cover you. But do they cover the good things? And, you know, it's part of our method of journalism, you know. If a dog bites a man, it's not news, but if a man bites a dog, it is news, you know, I mean, just because it's so different. And I frankly remember that story about the astronaut. I think that something came to a head at Orlando Airport, mm-hmm. and they were covering it in our local press, and it was just so bizarre. I don't even remember how it turned out, but it's an excellent example. Couldn't come up with a better example of that. So, Gary, we didn't do this podcast as an infomercial, but I'm glad to connect people. I've been a connector my entire life. I think it's important to connect people. I'm glad, you know, maybe there's a few people that have heard this podcast, or maybe somebody sent it to you and it's like, how can I get hold of Gary? You mentioned your website. I suppose people can go to your website, but, you know, how do you work? Is it a fee for a project, a fee per press release? Can people do a one-shot thing? Or how can they connect with you and find out in more detail how they might be able to use your services?
Sure. Thank you for that opportunity. What we do is simply deliver memos to reporters using a closed system. So if you are someone who has an event at your church, or you are somebody who has a long-term project, a political project, an election even, a Christian product to sell, and you think reporters will, rather than you buying advertising from them, will write about you, so it becomes earned media. In other words, they're paying for it. You're earning it by having something worthwhile to say versus you paying them for an ad. If you think you have something, or you can find a way to create what you have to say is something newsworthy, we take your words and your photo if you want, and we put it into this newswire system, this thing that reporters, mostly secular, even though we're Christian newswire, almost all the reporters who are part of this system are secular reporters. And it's based on a per use, how long the press release is, where you send it to. So one of our things when we got started was we wanted to allow small ministries to have the same reach that big Fifth Avenue advertising corporations had. So we have one rate fee. You could send out a press release across the country to top news agencies. If it's under 400 words, for as little as $80. You can include a photo for an additional $50. Obviously, you can spend a lot more if you want to reach a lot more reporters and a lot of different categories of reporters. But the bottom line is that our mail service to reporters, those that book radio and television shows, those that host radio and television shows that will see this memo, is delivered within 90 minutes of you getting it to us. So our biggest base of users, both on the reporter side and on our clients' wine news coverage, is breaking news. So the idea is that when something's happening that you feel that your ministry or your project would benefit from being a part of that breaking news item, don't have a board meeting and talk to us 2 weeks later. Get that press release out within literally minutes. Put it in the front of reporters while that topic is hot. And you have a good chance of somebody giving you advertising that they're paying for, i.e. earned media, rather than you paying them to put something in their newspaper.
So as we wrap up this short podcast, I hope that this at least gave you some food for thought. My podcasts tend to run the gamut of things that I find interesting, that I think you'll find interesting. And of course, I've devoted my entire adult life to journalism in one form or another. And, you know, getting the word out and trying to get through the maze, so to speak, you know, as part of the challenge, and understanding how the media thinks is part of the challenge as well. So like Bill O'Reilly always says, you can have the last word.
Boy, thanks, Stephen, for having me. I want to just, my last word here is just to admire you for what you do to compete in the secular media marketplace. And I say the same thing in a smaller way about my business, is that people who do business with me and people who do business with you don't do it because, let me put it this way, like a bridge that has John 3:16 spray paint on the side of it is not a Christian bridge, in my opinion. A Christian bridge is a bridge that was built with Christian ethics and the way they treated their employees. They had quality material. They had a firm foundation so that bridge doesn't fall down when the floodwaters rise. That's a Christian bridge. And a Christian business isn't necessarily one that says, hey, I'm a Christian, even though mine's called Christian Newswire, and obviously your magazine, Charisma, is a very Christian word. It's because of what we do in the marketplace is of value, and it's done honestly, and it's done forthrightly. And in that sense, I commend you for having a magazine that's not just a Christian magazine, but actually a well-run, profitable business by the rules that you apply to the way you do things.
Well, thank you for saying that, and thank you to my listeners for listening to the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Stephen Strang. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.